Salam! Welcome to another episode of Learn Farsi with Ghazal. I'm Ghazal, your host, and today we want to continue our journey into the fascinating realm of the Persian calendar. The Persian calendar is not just a way to mark time. It is a window into the rich cultural heritage of Iran. So, let's grab your learning hats and dive in. Bezan berim! The Persian calendar, also known as the Solar Hijri calendar, has ancient roots dating back to the Achaemenid Empire. It is a solar calendar, which means that it is based on the Earth's revolution around the sun. The Persian calendar consists of 12 months with a distinct name and specific number of days. But before we talk about the months, I need to teach you the seasons in Persian. So, season means fasl. And it starts with spring, bahar. Then we have summer, tabestun. Then we have fall, paiz. And then we have winter, zamestun. Very good. Bahar, tabestun, paiz, zemestun. Now let's talk about Persian months. So, as I told you before, we start with bahar or spring. So, the first month of spring is called Farvardin. It is named after Farvahar, a Zoroastrian symbol representing good thoughts, good words, and good deeds. The second month is Ordibehesht. It is named after the Zoroastrian deity of good fortune. The third month is Khordad. It is named after the Zoroastrian goddess of water and fertility. The fourth one is Tir. So, Tir is the first month of summer. Tir is named after the Zoroastrian deity of rain and thunder. Our fifth month is Mordad. It is named after the Zoroastrian deity of the sun and light. And our sixth month is Shahrivar. It is named after the Zoroastrian deity of victory. And the fall starts. Our seventh month is Mehr. It is named after the Zoroastrian deity of love, beauty, and the sun. Our eighth month is Aban. It is named after the Zoroastrian deity of water and the ocean. Our ninth month is Azar. It is named after the Zoroastrian deity of fire. And the winter begins. Our tenth month is Day. It is named after the Zoroastrian deity of wisdom and the stars. Our 11th month is Bahman. It is named after the Zoroastrian deity of good thoughts. And the last month is Esfand. Isfand. It is named after the Zoroastrian deity of justice. So, please repeat after me. Farvardin, Ordibehesht, Khordad, Tir, Mordad, Shahrivar, Mehr, Aban, Azar, Dey, Bahman, Esfand. Very good. Okay. Farvardin, Ordibehesht va Khordad have 31 days. Tir, Mordad, and Shahrivar, they also have 31 days. And then we have Mehr, Aban, Azar, they have 30 days. Dey, Bahman, also have 30 days. And about Isfand, it can be 29 days, and if it's a leap year, 30 days. Okay, and Farvardin starts in the late of March, I think around the 20th or 21st of March, and it continues till 21st of April. And now that we have learned about the seasons, the months in Persian, let's talk about the days of the week. First of all, Saturday is the start of the week in Iran, and Friday is the weekend. Sometimes it's Friday and Thursday, sometimes it's Friday only. So, I'm gonna start with Saturday. Shanbe, Shanbe, Sunday, Yekshanbe, Yekshanbe, Monday, Doshanbe, Doshanbe, Tuesday, Seshanbe, Seshanbe, Wednesday, Chahar Shanbe, Chahar Shanbe, Thursday, Panj Shanbe, Panj Shanbe, and Friday, Drom E, Drom E. Please repeat after me. Shanbe, Yek Shanbe, دوشنبه، سه‌شنبه، چهارشنبه، پنج‌شنبه و جمعه. آفرین، عالی بود. I also want to mention that the Persian calendar starts with Nowruz, which is the Persian New Year. Nowruz marks the beginning of the spring when families gather together, they share meals, and they have a good time together. I can explain about Nowruz and what we do around Nowruz before and after that in another episode, but it is good to mention that Nowruz brings the spring. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe this podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Learn Farsi with Ghazal. Thank you so much for your support. Until next time, be omida didar. Khoda hafez.